Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. The annual two-day lobster season that just ended gives recreational divers a chance to bag some of the ugly, think creepy crawly seafaring cockroach, but delectable crustaceans. Bob Thompson and Richard Jane from Orlando bagged a 10-pound lobster on Wednesday, along with some smaller ones. Later, they were cleaning them at the Dockside Inn in Fort Pierce. These came from 100 feet?
90 to 100 foot.
Where?
Out of Fort Pierce.
I guess you look forward to this every year.
Oh, yeah. Been doing it about 40 years.
Some people actually say that Maine lobster is better.
I don't like either one of them, really.
You don't eat Florida lobster?
Love to catch them.
What do you do with them?
Cook them for people. Take them to the hunting camp. Take them to the fishing camp. I'll eat a little lobster with a steak, and that's it. I'd rather eat stone crabs.
Well, you've been doing this for 40 years, so I know you know all the tricks. Was it difficult to learn?
No, it's not hard to learn. It's just you got to go do it. You always learn something new. The more you do it, the more you learn.
Anything different about this season?
No, not really. The water's cold, a little cloudy, but it's buggable. That's what you're after, bugs.
And so you say it's buggable if it's visible?
Mm-hmm. Buggable, that means you can get them.
Trying to get back in the water.
He's still alive, isn't he? I'm looking at a group of about 12 that are on the dock here. How long have they been up here?
Until you, just right when you walked up.
So they're ready to take a walk if they can.
They're still alive.
This here is real rare. Have you seen these here? This is called a slipper lobster. See what it looks like?
Bulldozer.
It's got barber pole legs. You see that? Red, white legs.
Is it good to eat?
Oh, it's excellent. Excellent. There's no season or limit on these.
I was wondering, because it's small.
They get bigger, but this was the only one we saw today.
I guess that's about, what, 2 pounds or so?
I'd say a pound, maybe a pound and a half max.
So a slipper lobster.
Yep.
A shovel nose lobster.
Yep.
The armor they have on them, it's so primitive looking.
Mm-hmm. They molt and that gets real soft, just like a soft shell crab. That's when they get bigger.
Their growing season is when to when?
I'm not real sure.
We've heard rumors before that these big lobster like that one, that 10 pounder there, could be 20 or 25 years old.
And his life is almost over.
In about 5 minutes, he's gone.
These legs are big enough.
Oh, yeah.
You want the knuckles, too? Or
I tell you what, the knuckles are a pain.
Knuckles tear your feet up, arms, legs up.
Hands, everything else. My mother used to love them.
That's a nice piece of meat there.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And you see, you use the lobster parts to clean the lobsters. We're using the antenna to pull the mud vein out of them. Their intestines. See there how you push it in there and you pull it right out?
What time did you leave the docks this morning?
We probably left about 7 o'clock. We used to be jumping out of the boat by 6 or 6:30 in the morning, but we're a little older now. We don't quite do that. There was actually people out there that went in the water at midnight.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, way back when.
The lobster mini-season ended at midnight Thursday. The commercial season for harvesting lobster begins August 6th and lasts through March. Be sure to listen to Flora Days online. Go to WQCS.org and click on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster! Yeah.